Idol Radio Show Flashback.
Coming up next, right now actually, is a man that I've been a fan of for quite some time. He has had several amazing songs like this.
Well, I'm sitting on the toilet, staring at the wall. I can feel the cool, clear water splashing soft against my balls. Well, that's when I start thinking about my favorite fantasy. And my dick begins to harden as the shit pains come through me. And I think about you every time I shit. I think about your pussy, and I wanna lick your clit. And each part I fantasize about my...
An amazing song with amazing vocals from an amazing man. Larry Pierce, welcome to the Idol Radio Show.
Hi, Daryl.
How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm pretty good.
What was the motivation, sir, behind that song that we just heard, Every Time I Shit? Was there any particular person that you would sit there and just focus on, and he or she became the inspiration of that song?
No, you know, I've been asked that so many times, and no, I just plain dreamed it up. Just something I thought was stupid. You know, I've heard the expression before, you know, about sometimes when a man is pissed off at a woman, you know, or he'll say, yeah, I'll think about you every time I shit. And I've heard that before, and I thought, well, I'll just put a little twist on it and think, well, if there is some stupid bastard that really does get turned on, you know.
Right, and so you created a song that reflected that. I think that you're living proof, sir. That music can reflect everything that's going on. People are always writing these songs that are unrealistic, these love songs about all of the wonderful things in life, while you, on the other hand, seem to tackle those things that other people are just, they don't even want to go there.
Right. I go where no man has ever gone before.
When I heard what your act was, I thought Weird Al at first. Now, this was before I actually heard you. I thought, okay, a Weird Al who's got a different slant on things. He's kind of dirty with his. But then when I heard your actual music, this is what makes you so unique to me. You actually can sing. You actually are in key. Your vocals and your production, your vocals and your production value are great. And your lyrics actually make sense. So the comparison between you and Al become offensive at that point, because he's shtick while you literally are a legitimate performer. How does that make you feel?
I actually have some talent.
Yes. Yes. We're going to leave out with one of my favorite songs, which is Worthless Cunt. Tell me about this song.
Oh, that's a big favorite.
Oh, yeah. Worthless Cunt is amazing.
Can I put a little quip in here about that song? That song was so dirty that my former record label wouldn't record it. I had to put it on a private label.
Okay, but the version that's out, that's the full version. There's not a dirtier version floating around there.
Yes, it's not edited any, but my former record label thought it was too dirty, too derogatory towards women.
Okay, so can you tell me about that meeting? You sit down in there, and they hear it. Are you looking at their faces as they're listening to it?
Oh, no, nothing like that. No, when I recorded it, just in a studio by myself.
No, but I'm saying that when they decided that it was too dirty, were you there? Did you get the reaction, or did you just get a message back that we can't do this?
Just got a message back via telephone.
And what was that call like? Larry, this is Robert calling from the company here that wants to promote you. Worthless Cunt is a bit much for us. Was it something like that?
You got it pretty close. You got it pretty close.
Did they actually say Worthless Cunt, or did they try to do the diplomatic thing where, you know, like they said, the Worthless song, or, you know, did they use the word cunt?
No, they didn't. They didn't even use that word. They just said it was, they just said that particular song is too derogatory towards women.
And they're sitting there pretending like they've never said it themselves. They're sitting there right. being all diplomatic and pretending like they probably tried to pretend like they couldn't even speak like that. Like they were too offended to even dignify the name by repeating it. I know the type. I know the type, Larry. It's ridiculous.
You got it. Exactly.
All right. Well, we're going to go out with the song Worthless Cunt. Larry, thank you so much for being with us. Everybody, check him out at LarryPierce.com, MySpace.com/LarryPierce. Larry, thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, Daryl.
All right.
Good talking to you.
You as well. Everybody, listen to this. Listen to this masterpiece. It's called Worthless Cunt.
She's a worthless cunt. She don't work. She lays around all day.